what did they get you out of there? It looked like when you started slowing things down.
Mixed emotions.
It's nice to get a win, for sure. Personally and for the team. Beyond that, a little frustrated with the fact that the three walks out there tonight. Other than that, just try to keep hitters off balance, which I felt throughout the majority of the night I did a fairly good job of doing. Like I said, just the walks, that's the only thing that I'm looking back on and kind of wish I could go back and change some things there and control what I could, but something to build off of, and just quality pitches don't get hit hard. That's when I made good pitches, there were good results. When the pitch wasn't where I wanted it to be, I either walked a guy or I got the ball was hit hard and it hurt me. And obviously there in the going out there in the sixth inning, that walk, that hurt. But Spencer came in, obviously did his job, and then that was good to keep us in the ball game, and I'm glad we hung on for the win. So it's a good night, but at the same time, there's some stuff that I'm going to take away from it to get better at, and looking at the positives, I'm starting to feel good, and the ball's starting to go where it wants at times. So now it's just getting rid of the bad ones and focusing on the good ones. So.
You maintain your velocity. You were hitting 90 still in the sixth, I guess it was. Is that an encouraging sign from the comeback?
Absolutely. That's kind of where I am excited. For the most part, results are results, but it's more so what I'm presenting. And that being said, I'm starting to be a little bit more confident out there with the conviction, so to speak, behind each pitch. Now knowing that things are starting to come together. I'm not necessarily blowing any doors down with 90-mile-an-hour fastballs, but it's nice to see them coming out again and staying throughout the full game. So it's definitely encouraging.
I think it's about the third inning or so. Okay, I don't know what you were throwing. It was like something 68 to 69.
Knuckleball.
That's the gravity ball. Yeah.
What was it? Were they changeups?
No, they're breaking balls.
Curveballs.
Yeah, they're breaking balls. That slow loopy pitch is the breaking ball. I didn't see any changeup readings, so I'd have to look at the chart. But tonight, I mean, I am tinkering with the changeup. It's always been my go-to for me, but I'm trying to develop it as well. So there was one that I do recall that it felt like I pulled a string on it, so to speak. And I don't know the velo. It could have been the 70-mile-an-hour one, but for the most part, I know the changeup works more in the mid-70s, for me at least. And the breaking ball is just, it's hard for me to get velo. There's guys that I'm hearing that wish they could throw it as soft as I could, but beyond that, I'm just something to build off of. So.
Yeah, because it looked like you threw like three or four of them in a row, and then all of a sudden from that point forward, then really seemed like you were mixing things up real well and really getting them off balance.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, after the dinger, for me, it was a just bear down here. You know, falling behind, that hurt me, that at bat, and anytime I fell behind the rest of the night, I mean, it was just playing catch up. So when I'm on the attack and when I strike first, I think the results kind of spoke for themselves, and will continue to as time goes. But that's where going to the drawing boards, just be a little bit more consistent.
Third inning. Santana 68-69, you got
him on. Yeah, right.
Yeah?
That was the frame.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Yeah. Then the Santana may have been a changeup then. Okay. That may have been a changeup, but the other one I'm damn near confident was a breaking ball.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
That's all I got.
Thanks.
Cool. Thanks, John.